Hello, my name is Sierra Augustine. Under the mentorship and advising of Dr. James Moyer and the Moyer Lab, I was able to participate in a project titled The Morphological Differences Between Late Spiking and Regular Spiking Neurons. The goal of the study was to see if there are relationships between the morphology of regular spiking RS and late spiking LS neurons. RS neurons are described to respond to stimulus much more quickly than LS neurons. LS neurons have a more delayed response to stimulus, but keep firing after their first initial response. Neurons from the hippocampus were used in the study to study morphology because of its importance in information processing and memory. Materials like biocidin fills and electrophysiological recordings were used to help view the cell and as well as differentiate between regular spiking and late spiking neurons. My task was to use the computer software NeuroLucid 360 to reconstruct three-dimensional models of neurons and their confocal images from the electrophysiological recordings. I identified the soma and traced apical and basilar dendrites. Apical dendrites are long dendrites with many branches, and basilar dendrites are much more short and numerous. And they are located on the basilar side of the dendrites. If you look at panel 3, the left image is a confocal image of a biocidin-filled neuron. The right image is a tracing that I completed. 33 neurons were taken from the hippocampus. We observed that RS neurons had higher total numbers of apical dendrite branches, and we also observed that they had longer apical branches than LS neurons. We also observed that we also observed that RS neurons were much more complex closer to the soma than LS neurons using a Scholl analysis, and there were no significant differences between the basilar dendrites total length and the total number of branches. So understanding the relationship between structure and function can be vital in future research to understand the role that these things play in cognitive memory decline. Thank you very much.